Chapter 5. The Castle.
Just half an hour, Martha, please. It's very important.
Martha looked at Robert, and then she looked at her watch.
All right, Master Robert. You may go out for half an hour, but no more.
It was a hot day, and the sand fairy was out of his hole. He turned to look at Robert.
Where are the others?
He said.
I hope they haven't had an accident with those wings.
No, said Robert, but the wings did get us into trouble, just like all the other wishes. We have to stay in the house today as a punishment. I've only been let out for half an hour, so can we do today's wish quickly, please?
But he couldn't think of a wish. Toffee? A football? A penknife with three blades? No, they were just little things. And they were only for him, not for all of them.
I can't think of a wish, he told the sand fairy. I wish one of the others could choose.
Oh, no! I didn't mean it!
But it was too late. The sand fairy was already puffing himself up. Robert ran all the way home. He was sure that the others would wish for something silly, pet mice or chocolate. But the White House had gone. In its place stood a castle. Robert rubbed his eyes. The castle was still there. One of the others must have wished for it. He walked closer and saw knights in armour standing near the huge wooden gate. They were going to attack. One of the knights saw Robert and walked towards him.
What are you doing here, boy?
The knight asked.
This is a dangerous place. There is going to be a battle.
I just want to go home, said poor Robert.
And where is home?
It's here.
I must tell our leader, Sir Welfric, said the knight.
Sir Welfric sat on a big grey horse, and he wore a helmet with a red feather. He carried a long sword and a shield with three red lions on it.
Tell me why you are here, my boy,
he said kindly to Robert as he took off his helmet.
We will not hurt you.
So Robert told him all about the sand fairy and the gold coins and the wings.
So you see, he said, you are here because of a wish.
Sir Welfric frowned.
He's pretending to be mad, said the knight. He thinks you will let him go if you believe he's mad.
Sir Welfric thought for a moment. Then he said,
You have told me some strange things, my boy, but I have no reason to hurt you. You may go free. This is Jakin. He will go with you.
Robert ran back to the sandpit as fast as he could. Jakin went with him.
Just one more wish, please, he begged the sand fairy.
Hurry up. I'm very tired,
the creature grumbled.
What is the wish?
I wish I was with the others, said Robert.
As the sand fairy began to puff himself up, Robert closed his eyes. When he opened his eyes, he was standing in a square room with thick stone walls. He was inside the castle. Anthea, Cyril and Jane were surprised to see him. He told them his story, and Anthea said,
You have been so brave. You can be our leader in the battle.
We haven't done anything yet, Jane told him, but we're going to shoot at the knights through these narrow little windows. We can use the bow and arrows Uncle Richard gave you.
I don't think that will work, Robert replied. They've got real bows and arrows and swords and daggers. Jakin told me that they will attack us just before sunset. Let's get ready. We can start by exploring the rest of the castle.
So they explored. They wandered up and down stone steps, through archways, up and down towers, and through room after room after room. After a while, they found themselves in a large garden. And there they saw the strangest sight. In the middle of the garden stood Martha. Next to her stood Cook, who seemed to be holding something, but there was nothing in her hands. Baby was there too, sitting on nothing, about a meter from the ground. Anthea held out her arms to Baby, but Martha said,
Leave him alone, Miss Anthea. Let him sit quietly in his high chair.
Then Cook spoke.
Run along and play, children, or there won't be any dinner. I'm late already.
The children went back into the castle.
What's going on? Said Anthea. I don't like it. It's strange to see Martha and Cook and Baby in the castle.
I think I can explain it, said Cyril slowly. You see, the castle is in the same place as the White House. We are in the castle because we are in the Wish. But Martha and Cook and Baby, they can't see the castle because they are in the house. Remember, they can't see any of our wishes. And we can't see the chairs or the dinner because they are in the house too.
Stop, Cyril! Cried Jane. My head is going round and round. All I know is I'm hungry and I want my dinner. I hope that will be real.
They watched Cook as she put an invisible pan into an invisible oven. After a while, Martha brought them an invisible tray. She started to carve an invisible leg of lamb with an invisible knife. As she served invisible potatoes and invisible cabbage with an invisible spoon, poor Jane started to cry.